thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hello, this is the podcast of us. Jade, Straney, Damien, now with Sammy Lucas. Hey, got a, you know, Sammy, you always give us that daily dilemma.
Yes.
So
I ask a lot of questions,
you
Straney.
Do
have you noticed?
Lot of questions. Oh, I've got one for you. You know, we're all on Facebook. I just saw something pop up this morning and it shits me. Because, you know, when you've got lots of friends and all of a sudden they've all, everybody seems as though there's a birthday every day. You've got to say happy birthday to people every day on Facebook.
Nah.
Mm, yeah.
It's like, come on, I don't want to do that. Do you guys do that at all, Damien? Clearly you don't.
Oh, no.
You don't engage?
Sometimes I feel guilty and I'll see something and I'll, you know, and I'll be kind of guilted into it. Mm. But overall, I made a decision a while back that I'm not going to say happy birthday
to
anyone.
Stuff your friends.
Well, for people that I'm close to, because I have the worst memory in the world. I don't have a calendar of everyone's birthdays. If it's someone I really love and appreciate, yeah, I'll just shoot them off a little message, but I'll send them a text. I won't do it on Facebook.
You don't do it on their wall.
No, I hate that posting on the wall business. Mm. I'm more of an Instagram girl. I barely use Facebook these days, but I will send them a little text saying, happy birthday, darling. Have a lovely day. Lots of love from me and Lolly.
But I don't know that can you see your friend's birthday on Insta? Because Facebook reminds you, they guilt you into saying,
it is.
Here's your friend's birthday. It's Damien Leaf and Sammy Lucas's birthday. Say happy birthday to them.
No, it's not guilting. See, for me, it's a valuable tool because otherwise I would have forgotten and then I'd feel terrible that I missed it. So thanks, Facebook.
Oh, that's interesting.
There you go.
See, I'm a bit
you're
like
just a grumpy old man, aren't you?
Oh, I am 100%, mate. I hate small talk.
He is. He definitely is.
Small talk shits me.
Well, what are we doing? Just play the podcast then.
Yeah, it's not
a
bad idea.
Come on, let's get on with it.
Here we go.
Damien, I'd love your advice on something dating related, even though I know it's a long time since you were a swinging single.
I know, but you're looking at me and you're thinking, but I'd say back in your day, Damien, whoa, you had the ladies going wild.
I really need a man's perspective on this more than anything else.
What are you asking, Damien?
Wow. Just two things you've got wrong there, the man part and also my dating experience.
Straney, feel free to chip in.
I used to wear a trench coat to dates, just so you know.
Oh, that's not a good way to start. If I turned up at a date and
nothing
was
else.
Wearing a trench coat, I would run a mile.
True story.
Sorry, did you wear like one of those little Inspector Clouseau hats as well?
I had one of them as well. I used to go around with a pipe as well.
Sherlock. We're going to call you Sherlock from now on. Anyway, a girlfriend of mine met a guy on Tinder recently.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know how familiar you are with the apps, the dating apps, but Tinder's the one you go to if you're...
Ooh.
You know, not necessarily looking for something long term.
It's the booty
probably
call one,
very,
isn't it?
Very, very short term is what you look for on Tinder. So they had a little chat back and forth. They matched and they liked the look of each other and they kind of determined that neither of them was looking for anything serious. They were both just looking for a little fun, a little company. And so he invited her over about a week after chatting.
Yep.
Now, I don't think a woman should ever go to a man's house that she's never met before, but I am shocked at how many of my girlfriends do this. Like, I would never. If I'd matched with a guy and all we'd done is chatted online and maybe a phone call, I would never just front up to his house.
No.
So, ladies, stop doing this. But anyway, she did. She turned up for these no-strings-attached cuddles, to which they had both earlier agreed to, and discovered, number one, he lived with his mother.
Oh.
So that didn't seem to bother him at all. They actually said hi to mum as she was sitting in the recliner in the lounge room watching the footy, had a little awkward, you know, chat, and then went straight to his bedroom.
Gee. Wow. All right.
To which she discovered red flag number two, he slept in a single bed.
Oh.
Which is that a bit strange?
No, that music's not suitable for what's happening here.
No,
this
single bed is... Wow.
It's a single bed.
Single bed, none of that sexy talk.
No, it turns the music off.
No, that's
not
right.
Happening. Well, anyway, he sleeps with his mum. He's a guy in his mid-40s.
He sleeps with his mum.
No, there's something... he lives... Did I say that?
He said he sleeps with his mum, but that's okay.
Well, who knows?
Maybe just on those nights when he's scared to sleep alone. Okay.
He's gone to the single bed.
When it gets dark and he thinks the boogeyman is in the cupboard.
She starts to think, I don't know, this is a bit weird. This is a guy in his mid-40s, lives with his mum, sleeps in a single bed. She went into his little ensuite to freshen up, and you won't believe what she discovered in his bathroom.
Oh, no. Go on. What has he got?
He had a Wiggles toothbrush.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, jeez. So
can you... My mind is boggling with possibilities of... what the actual is going on for a mid-40-year-old guy who lives with his mum, sleeps in a single bed, and has a Wiggles toothbrush?
Oh, gee. Did he turn on the stereo just as they were kind of getting down to business? It was like, small banana, small banana.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I don't know about you, but I walk around most of the time thinking... I reckon I'm pretty normal. And sometimes the rest of the world can be a bit weird. Yeah. But every now... Don't you? Like, you always think you're the normal one and everyone else is a bit strange.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But everyone else is strange and weird.
Every now and then something stops me in my tracks and makes me think, ooh, maybe I'm the weirdo. And I had one of those moments yesterday when something popped up on my Instagram feed. It really got me thinking, and I'd love your take on this. So listen to this. Mm.
Hang on, wait.
She's here somewhere.
There she is. Woman turned out that not everybody looks at the menu before they go to the restaurant. Those who don't look at the menu before you go to the restaurant, are you okay? Not only do I scan the menu, I cross-check the Instagram. I see what tag pictures there are of the food. I pick what I'm going to have for my starter, my main, my dessert, and my drink. I peruse the wine list, too. Why do you guys take so long to order?
Wow, she sounds like a lot of fun.
I love her, actually. I love her. But yeah, I've noticed a few of my friends have started doing this recently when we go to restaurants and they're like, oh, I already had a look at the menu before we came out. And I'm like, what, you freak? Who has time to do that? I just don't get that excited about food that I would go to the effort of looking up the restaurant, finding their menu, deciding what to order before I get there. This woman on Instagram goes and trolls their Instagram feed to look at photos of the dishes. Do you do this?
No, not in a million years. It's not even that. Okay, look, I'm not a foodie person, okay, in general, I'm not. But at the same time, I also like the whole idea of going to a place and being surprised. You know, I'm going out for a night out. I don't want to know, you know, all the events of the night before I get there. I want to be surprised. I want to get the menu and go, ooh, look what they've got. A creme brulee. I like a creme brulee. That's just made my night, you know. That's what I want. I'm not going to read it.
This is one of those issues that divides you into one of two types of people. Are you the person who looks up the menu before you go to the restaurant, or are you the person like us, Damien? We're on the same page here. I just don't care that much. Like, I'm going to get to the restaurant, look at the menu and go, oh, I'll have that, thanks.
So are you exciting or are you boring? That's the question we're asking this morning.
Are we boring?
No, we are the excited one. We are on the edge. We're just flying by the seat of our pants. We're just like
on the edge. Yeah, risk takers.
We don't care what happens. If we get there and we suddenly discover it's all vegan, we'll roll with those punches. Sorry, Strady.
Do you know what though? What I do like about this is I like the idea that it can save time, because I do get really annoyed when everyone's ordered and there's that one fool who has to read the menu over 14 times and can't decide. And the poor waiter is standing there patiently waiting for this person, the last person to place their order. I get really embarrassed about it and apologize profusely. Well, so if you're one of those people, you should read the menu before you get to the restaurant.
What do you think, Illawarra? Let's help Sammy with her daily dilemma. Do you read the menu first, decide at home, and then go out and order so you know what you've got straight away, or do you sit there for hours looking at the menu?
It doesn't have to be hours.
I don't know what I need. Oh, I don't know.
I'll have the ricotta without the ricotta, if that's possible.
Not everybody looks at the menu before they go to the restaurant. Those who don't look at the menu before you go to the restaurant, are you okay? Not only do I scan the menu, I cross-check the Instagram. So I see what tag pictures there are of the food. I pick what I'm going to have for my starter, my main, my dessert, and drink. I peruse the wine list, too. Why do you guys take so long to order?
See, she's calling me the freak because I don't look at the menu. I would never think to look at the menu before I go to the restaurant. I think you're a freak if you do. Who has the time and effort? You're a foodie freak if you do that.
Where's the spontaneity as well? Come on, you know, geez.
Well, Michelle from Russellville.
Good morning.
Michelle, what do you do? Do you read the menu beforehand, before you even get to the restaurant?
I do. I always do, but not for me. I don't care. I'll eat whatever. But my husband is such a sook. If there's not meat and three veg, he won't cope.
That's very funny. Your poor hubby. What's his name? Out him right now.
Casey.
Oh, Casey, Mr. Meat and Three Veg. He even sounds like a Mr. Meat and Three Veg kind of guy. In Kiama. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. How you going, guys?
Good. Daily Dilemma. What do you do?
Absolutely check the menu before we go. Otherwise, we don't go to the restaurant.
Ooh.
So if the menu's no good, we don't go.
Oh, see,
but
very
then do you also choose what you're going to order?
I'll have options. So make a decision. Because sometimes you go there and they say, oh, that's not available. So you've got to have a backup.
Oh my
goodness. One, Sarah. You're all over it, Dale. You are all over it.
No mess
around. Denny's given us a buzz from Channel 9. He says a good restaurant with good waiters should help you make the decision. Stop reading the menu before you go. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Good on
See,
you.
See, Damien, I think, as you mentioned before, you and I, we just prefer to live on the edge. Living on the edge, baby.
We are just awesome. I mean, let's just face it. We're just awesome.
Oh, dear God.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Sam is topic train. Topic train.
Your own segment?
I did.
Or your own singing?
My own singing, actually.
Okay, so what we do with the topic train here at Wave FM, we take a popular topic, we spin it around, and we ask Damien and Sammy their thoughts. First, it was the fidget spinners. Now it's the poppets. They're the brand new thing that's giving mums and dads across the Illawarra headaches, those poppets.
Yes.
So we thought we'd ask, what did you do, Sammy, Damien, to cause your parents grief as kids?
Ooh, I think it's over to you, Sammy, first, straight off.
Do you know what? I have to say, as a child, I honestly don't think I gave them much grief. I was pretty tame. I was too scared to get in trouble. No, as an adult, a whole different story. I think the worst grief I've ever given my parents is when I wrote my book a couple of years ago, Romantically Challenged, which was my 30 years of dating disasters and relationship exploits. Strangely enough, my father read it cover to cover, equal parts horrified and amused, but my mother had to stop reading the book. She said to me, I couldn't finish the book after she got to the chapter where I explained in great detail about how I joined the Mile High Club. And I think that has traumatized her, no end.
She can't get that image out of her head now, that's it.
That's not how you want to picture your child. Damien, when did you cause your parents grief as a kid?
Well, there was that one time when I was young and I thought I was turning into a dog. I mean, that's definitely going to freak out your kids, your parents at some point. So, the less I explain, the better.
Give us something. Did you have a dog name?
I had a dog called Benson who died. And Benson was a lovely dog. And then I was convinced that the spirit of Benson had got into my body. And I was gradually turning into Benson.
Yep. That's our Damien.
Bear in mind, I was very young at the time. I think I was about 18, 19.
Sammy is bent over in laughter. Oh, wow. Okay.
Sammy's left in shock. I'm sorry.
Jamie Oliver has had his tractor stolen, unfortunately, but unhappy with the police. He got his own investigators to get on the job and track it down. Guess what? Tractor returned.
Took matters into his own hands.
Thieves no longer around. The bottom of the port CC. So what did you do to take matters into your own hands, Sammy?
Oh, I don't know about this one. I really believe if I think a lot of women listening would understand, when you want something done right, you just do it yourself. It's just a way of life for a lot of women.
All right, so yeah.
Do it yourself.
All right, Damien, what about you? When did you take matters into your own hands?
I was in my last year of uni and I had my money to pay for my, syllabus or whatever it was, in my back pocket on a packed bus. So it was cash. You know, I had saved it up all summer long and all the rest. And I felt movement from behind. And this couple behind took the money out of my back pocket.
Thought you'd done it in your pants again.
No.
That's what Sammy was thinking.
No. Listen.
I'm glad he said from behind.
Listen, you're all just dirty-minded. Anyway, the bus stopped, pulled over, and these people got out, and I was like, oh, they've robbed me. And this was going to cover my year. So I told the bus drivers, hold it, and I chased after them down the street. And they held the bus, and then I went around some alleyway into a place where I couldn't see anyone anymore. And suddenly I'm standing in front of these two people. I'm saying, you stole my money, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and I at the time, it didn't even occur to me that, hey, they could actually pull out a knife or do anything, but I just I remember being trembling as I was talking to them, and then the lady, who was pretty rough, she pulled my money out of her bra. So yeah.
She gave it back to you.
Mm. She gave it back to me.
Oh my goodness, that story could have had a very different ending.
No,
you're okay.
It's not something I would recommend anyone does, but I did it anyway. It was just, you know,
spur of the moment thing when you need your money. You need your money, you take matters into your own hands. I wouldn't go so far as to say hero. Don't worry about your year 12 score. A billionaire has given young Aussies his top tips on how to nail their dream career. The best education you can get in the world is on. Wait for it. If teachers are listening, they're going to go, what?
Oh, no.
The best education to get in the world nowadays is YouTube. It's not at university. Tech
what?
Billionaire. Atlas Son, the co-founder of Scott Farqua.
Scott.
Yeah. So Scotty Farqua has said, nah, just get everything on YouTube. Damien, Sammy, what's the last thing you'd learned on YouTube?
I love YouTube. I use it for tutorials on all sorts of different things. If I hear a vocal effect and I'm doing production for someone's song or whatever, I'll jump online. I go, okay, how did they do it? Everybody puts stuff up on.
Of course they do.
If I'm trying to figure out how to make noodles the perfect way, I will jump online and find out from YouTube.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I have ever attempted to learn anything off YouTube. Is that weird? I just never think to go there.
It's a little bit weird.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have to disagree with what Scott said. Kids, get an education, go to university, do what you can do. Some jobs you don't obviously need a university degree, but I think an education is incredibly important. You can't learn everything off YouTube.
No.
Come on,
right.
School of Life, ladies and gentlemen. I've never, ever learned anything off YouTube. That's weird. I've just had a realization.
Wow. Sammy, you've got to start learning stuff on YouTube. That's extraordinary.
You're missing out.
Is our topic train for today.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Sammy's showbiz stuff.
I love this one. Grey's Anatomy, one of my favourite TV shows of all time, has just been renewed for season 18.
Wow.
Can you believe it? Ellen Pompeo, who plays Meredith Grey, will be back. And I think probably this came because in this last season they did such a wonderful job of handling one of the biggest medical stories of our lifetime.
Yeah.
They really focused on how COVID's affecting frontline workers. So well done to all the crew and cast of Grey's Anatomy. 17 years since they dated, J-Lo and Ben Affleck were spotted last week together at a concert.
Ooh.
Well, the plot thickens. Things may have gone to the next level. It's reported that they have spent a whole week together on holiday in Montana.
Oh.
Sounds very coupley to me.
It does. It sounds
Don't
like a
think?
Bit of a reunion.
Oh, maybe she's getting inspiration for another album. Didn't she write a whole album about him?
Yeah, the album that features that song.
Have you ever written a song for Eileen?
Oh, I've written loads of songs. Yeah. Eileen features in lots of my songs.
What's your favourite lyric about Eileen, quickly?
Well, you are so beautiful.
Didn't somebody else write that song?
Someone else wrote that.
There are many songs that have that, but my song is its own entity.
Yeah, right.
It has a
thought that Joe Cocker ran out of breath at the end going, me.
Listen, if you're a mama...
No one
and
owns
ever...
the word beautiful.
We've rolled him up. Sammy.
Moving on. If you're a mama and you've ever had trouble breastfeeding, please go to the Wave FM Facebook page and have a look at the photo of Tora Bright. She is a snowboarder. She was born in Cooma, just up the road, and she is one of our most successful Winter Olympians. She posted a photo on Mother's Day. She's in her backyard. She's topless doing a headstand, and her baby is She's breastfeeding her baby at the same time.
Upside down.
Whilst doing a topless headstand. It's quite an incredible photo. We're getting a lot of comments from this, from people on Facebook about this, Damien. So Lisa says, what a lovely photo of an amazing sportswoman breastfeeding her child whilst exercising in the privacy of her own home. Go, Tora, you're killing it. Jules says, awesome, this is photo of the year. Eva says, I think you're doing it wrong. Elaine says, geez, I had enough trouble breastfeeding without doing a headstand. You go, girl. So thanks for all your comments. We're loving those comments.
There's one there from Rick as well, says, I'm your neighbor. Thank you. Cheeky Rick.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.